Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily before you do any other thing. After receiving from Turning Point, pray more on your own and turn to our Turning Point Prayer Devotional Prayer Booklet, also authored by me. Prayer booklet is published monthly, both in hard and soft copies. If you subscribe online with a token, the content shall be sent to your phone for daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100501. Do so now. Welcome also to Monday, day 2 in December 2024. The second day in the month is not an ordinary day. 2 stands for double. This month shall bring you double in all areas of life. Elisha asked for the double portion of Elijah's anointing. He got it. Put your hands together. I prophesy, this shall be your month of double portion. Double in everything you do. Double profit, double gain, double connection, double lifting. December is the 12th month in the year. The 12th and the last month. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 8 says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. I paraphrase it to say, better is the end of this year for all of us. Open your hand. This last month of the year shall be your best month this year so far. I command the angel of the 12th month to go on assignment for you. What are your aspirations for December? What are the programs? What are the journeys? What are the things you hope to conclude on your business, on your career? Are you traveling to your village? Are you visiting your home country? What is it? Open your mouth and confess and say, it is well with me in December. Say those things. God, it is well with me. It is well with my family. Everybody begin to say, it is well. Lay your right hand on your chest and say, it is well with me 12 times. It is well. It is well with me. On this 12th month, declare it 12 times. So shall it be in Jesus' name. I say to all listeners, it is well with you this last month of the year. Now, December 2 celebrants, your birthday prayers. Open your hand. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You will live to your good old age in good health, in prosperity, and in power. Say amen. I receive it. Now, if you can sow a seed in line with your age, your years on earth, do so. That is, if you can, and the Lord will bless you for doing that. As I said yesterday, we are resting personal, intentional prayers and the healing prayers for a while. Healing prayers shall be part and be included in our daily ministrations as inspired by God through the Holy Spirit. So we revert back to 2 weeks of testimonies followed by 2 weeks of insightful teachings and practical counsel. Thank God for many of us that connected online for the maiden edition of our online crossover vigil from the old month to the new. It was awesome. It was amazing. Let's prepare for December 31 crossover night. We shall do so monthly. Welcome to 2 weeks of teachings using questions and situations sent in or sent by members. Send your own questions and situations if you have any. Send it anonymously. We are not asking for anybody to put name. Send it to our question line, +234 809 789 4000. Do so. Listen attentively. Apply all the teachings and the lessons here for your own life. You will have amazing results. First issue today. Good morning, Bami. My daddy will retire in few months' time from the civil service, but I don't really like his mindset. I advise him to start planning on a business line he wishes to engage in and start taking some trainings on it, because I don't want him to start waiting for and depending on government pension and gratuity. But it looks as if he's not passionately concerned. He is in his late 50s and still agile and strong. Daddy, help me to advise my daddy. He is also on this platform. God bless you, sir. Wow, what a wise son or daughter you are. Let me take this opportunity to counsel all civil servants and indeed all in paid employment, but civil servants mostly and teachers especially. One bad thing that civil service does to people is to make them a life's one-way traffic, like a robot following a routine for years. They are hardly versatile. So on retirement, there's hardly anything they can engage to do profitably. So the best advice is what you have given Daddy. Everybody listen. 2 to 3 years to your retirement, civil servant, start planning for a post-retirement life. If you are still strong and agile, like our daddy here in his late 50s, even in the 60s, enroll for training in line with your passion. Have a role model and practicing and operating what you intend to do on retirement, even before you finally retire. And when you retire finally, you just build on what you have started doing. Retirement can be very frustrating and idle, except in those days when some of them come back as consultant to government and parastatals. All such things hardly exist now. Many retirees lose at their gratuity, the bulk payment, because they hardly know what to profitably engage it in. And the worst thing that can happen to retirees is to give such bulk money to somebody to help you invest or to be trading for you, promising you commission. That money will vanish and it can be very painful. Never, never give your hard-earned money to a third person to help you invest or to use in trading, promising you commission. So Daddy, since you are also on this platform, follow this advice and counsel. We grow older, and as we grow older, we grow weaker. And our colleagues and mates are no longer in position to offer help. Pension money is hardly enough these days, especially with hyperinflation and health challenges we also set in old age. Next, compliments to all TPGF members. My husband is an active elder in the church, but his transparency with friends supersedes mine. He even lies to me and hides some vital information from me. But all these are effortlessly unknown by outsiders. I even dialogue with him in a constructive way with no result. This, his attitude and way of life, have given me health challenges. I now have high blood pressure and are full of anxiety disorder. What should I do, Daddy? Wow. One problem with many of us men is ego that makes us hide a lot of things, not wanting our spouses to know or any other person for that matter. My first counsel to you, man, is that you have a life to live for yourself and your children. I imagine that you are not young couples. As you say, he's an elder in the church. So if you don't see it wise, if it is not wise, confiding in one or two co-elder friends who may come in to dialogue with both of you, then put the matter at the feet of Jesus in prayers and please live your life. God forbid that your health further deteriorates. He will go on living his own life. Adult, and let me say, old people hardly change. Only God can change them. Leave him for God. Pray warfare prayers as we taught it here, but please find peace to live your own life free of anxiety and other deadly diseases that come with it. Still love him, honor him, but don't let his matter cut your life short. Before I round off today, let me quickly chip in this testimony that came in very freshly. Listen, I made a token donation to the Zenith Bank welfare account that is started announcing recently to feed 10,000 hungry families, the very, very poor. Yesterday morning, then this morning, I got an alert of a handsome amount of money from a friend visiting the country from USA for a ceremony. I never see this kind of God before doing wonders. Thank you, Pastor, for your teachings leading us to feed the hungry. It is working. I am sending my tithe to the Access Bank of the Commission. Wow. Listeners, anything we do or any sacrifice we make to feed the hungry and to help the poor touches God's heart in a strong way. My daughter, What you have just seen is a foretaste. God is going to come so strong and powerful for you. And all of us making the sacrifice to the welfare account to feed the hungry, the very, very poor. God is coming strong and powerful for you. Those of us that will still make it on that plane the second time, God will bless you. We'll continue from here tomorrow. Let's be applying these teachings to enhance our lives and also counsel and help others. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Join us later this evening on our live broadcast, Monday's edition. Time is 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Nigeria time. Now, I like the way we joined on November 30, that crossover night. Everybody will be joining on Mondays and Fridays. Month is ending. So, those of us that are monthly tither, personal and corporate tithing, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 12-12-12, we are sowing this 12th month of the year. Let's be prompt and do it sincerely, committedly, sacrificially to God. Then this mandate God gave us to feed the hungry. He said, don't let them go with empty stomach. Give them food to eat. I heard it. And so I have been announcing to us, I want to thank God for those of us already doing it. People are doing it, and each time your alert comes in, I pray for you personally and profusely. Oh, you cannot feed the hungry and touch the poor, and God will not do something with you. We are profiling about 10,000 families. We have set up a committee to help us do it. Our target is 40 million naira to be able to buy the foodstuff in bulk, repackage, and feed each family for at least a month. Let's do it. Let's do it. Oh, people are doing it, but we need people to do more. Our target is still far. We have opened a bank account for this purpose. Hear it. Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel Welfare. Put welfare there. Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel Welfare, that's the name of the account, in Zenith Bank, account number 101-7238-378. Account number 101-7238-378. Donors in dollars, in euros, and Canadian dollars, use our PayPal account, very active. For information on that, send a chat to +234-809-789-4000. Donors in United Kingdom, doing it in pound sterling, use Turning Point Global Family in HSBC account. For more information of the HSBC account details, send a chat to 074-111-28401. Let's feed the hungry. It's a burden that God laid on my heart, and I believe on your heart also. I must thank those of us that are already doing it. Oh my God, it's awesome. But the target is still far. Can we get people who can give us a million naira and plus, 500,000, 200,000, 100,000, 50,000, anything? People are sending 1,000, 2,000, 500. Do as much as God gives you the grace to do. But there are those of us that God has blessed that we can do more. Do more. I will be giving you progress report. We are going to do the video recording of everything and post to all of us. If you help to feed the hungry, your generation will never know hunger and poverty. I prophesy to everyone's life, go and do great and go and do big. What God cannot do does not exist. For God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. Have a great day and have a wonderful month. Bye.